The results shown on this poster are basically a summary of more than 25 years of observation and other experimental trials in the Southern San Joaquin Valley and with the USDA Salinity Lab. In its initial incarnation, we first attempted to document the salt tolerance of high-production California pistachios in 1994, starting with four-year-old trees. Those were small plots where we used an EC water of 0.5 up to 12 decisiemens per meter, and we came up with the salt tolerance curve shown on this particular poster, which lists a threshold EC of 9.4 with an 8.4% yield decline for every EC point above that. Basically identical with cotton. But as we looked at other fields around the valley, we realized that that may be a little bit over-optimistic. In general, our orchards in saline areas are much better than many of the high salt orchards in Iran, but obviously our growers need to meet a higher level of yield production just to stay viable. So we initiated this trial with brand new pistachios back in 2005, went through 10 years of production, of growth, so that we could get 4 years of yield production, came up with a salt tolerance curve showed on this poster, where basically it's more like 5 to 6 decisiemens per meter root zone EC when you start losing yield. But the good news is the slope is really only about a 2% yield decline and not an 8% yield decline above that threshold. So in general, the news is good news for the pistachio industry, because they can still maintain profitable production even with the original salt tolerance data that we put out.